We're doing our class on the Jewish home, and there are traits that we could develop, should develop, and sometimes aren't even aware that they exist or that we're lacking in them. And I'll take an example. I don't know how many of you remember Abbott and Costello, or Laurel and Hardy, or the Three Stooges. No one here knows what I'm talking about. Okay.
Now I'm trying to get the
Okay. So there's something called slapstick comedy. Okay. Once upon a time, they had this thing called the television, and they had these things called black and white pictures, moving pictures, right? So there were different forms of slapstick comedy, which were famous once upon a time, and none of you know what I'm talking about. But at any rate, the idea is that Hashem created within us two types of reactions when we see someone get hurt. Did you ever see someone trying to bang a nail into the wall and hit their thumb? What do you do? Everyone bursts out laughing, right? But the poor guy is hurting, you know, he's dancing around. Oh my gosh, and what are you thinking? I shouldn't laugh. So Hashem created within us two possible reactions when we see pain or when we see someone else hurting. And for whatever reason, society focuses on the one that's less positive. They have all these things that they call thrillers or horror movies. How could a person watch these things? I don't know. But the idea, we should be horrified by things that are horrific. And we want to develop sensitivities in our personalities. So I'll take an example. Someone comes to you and tells you a sad story. Let's take something live. There's a sign downstairs that Ronan lost his grandmother. So how do we speak to him now? You're going to see him in a day or two. So there's a trait called empathy, showing I care for someone else. And men are very bad at this. Right? It's not built into men. Many women find it easier to be empathetic. Men are bad at it. But you have to know that at the root, men are better than women at this. The Medrash says that men deep down inside can be more empathetic than women. It'll express itself differently than women, because women have in their expression of emotion, they're more forceful than men. But the Medrash says that in sensing empathy for someone else, in really feeling the emotion of caring for someone else, Hashem made men more capable of that emotion than women, the Medrash says. And it says that David HaMelech recorded it in Tehillim, and Yoav, his nephew, his chief general, thought, that's weird. Women are much more empathetic than men. Why does David HaMelech speak about men as being those who could show empathy? So Yoav, the Medrash says, concocted an experiment, and he tested out men and women and men and women, and he came to the conclusion David HaMelech was right. So we were challenged by this, because it's very easy for us to laugh when someone hits their thumb. When your wife gets off the scale and says, oh no, I gained another 5 pounds. So your first thought is to laugh or say some kind of remark. But really, if we work on sensitizing ourselves, Chazal say, men are capable of sensing true compassion more than women. I didn't say expressing, I said sensing. After you sense it, you have to learn to express it. So we have to realize this is a trait we have to work on, because much of society trains us to be macho. Let's take another example. I've had the experience more than once where I was asked to eulogize someone. The Gemara says, Igra de Hespeda. The main merit of giving a eulogy is diluye, is when you cry as you give the eulogy. It says if you cry, you inspire others to cry, you cause people to sense that there was a loss, that there's meaning to the person who just passed away. It's part of showing our last respect or these respects to the deceased. So whenever I had to give a eulogy, I allowed myself to cry. And I was surprised to see how friends of mine came to support me as though I must be breaking down if I'm crying. You don't have to break down in order to cry. Crying is a part of life. And there's nothing wrong with crying. People are supposed to be sensitive. Men are also supposed to be sensitive. There's nothing wrong if a man cries. On the contrary, we look at it as part of being healthy is that there are times when you're supposed to cry and you're supposed to bring others to tears. And one of the ways to bring others to tears is by crying ourselves. Avraham Avinu, when he eulogized Sarah, he wept. The pasuk says, "Vayavo Avraham lispod leSarah velivkota." She's 127 years old, right? But he wants to. Everyone else should also cry. And at the end of the day, it's hard, so he cries. So a grown man cries. Yes, crying is not a bad thing. On the contrary, so we men. We feel like emotions have to be bottled. I'm macho. Stone-faced, yes? I can handle this. Maybe not. Maybe part of handling it is crying. But when we try to remain macho, then we can also stunt our emotions. And then we have a hard time expressing and even sensing the healthy emotions that a person should sense. And as we look to marriage, we have to know, A, that we're capable of it. Many men will tell you, I can't do that. I'm macho. Not me. Wrong. Hashem created us with great capacity to feel, to care, to be compassionate. We have to uncover it. But a man can have tremendous feeling for someone else. We can care. We can have compassion. How will you discover it? Firstly, you have to want to discover it. Secondly, it's about expressing it. Now, again, we have a hard time expressing it. I had a chavrusa, a young man I was learning with, and every time he'd come to learn, I'd tell him, it's great to see you. And I meant it. And after maybe a year, one day he stops me and says, you know, you say it's great to see me, do you mean it? I was shocked by the question. It shocked me completely because it was so obvious to me that I meant it. I couldn't believe he asked the question. Till today I'm shocked by the question. So I said, yeah. So he said, I just wanted to make sure. So that's normal. We always wonder where we stand by other people. We always have this question, do people really like me? Do people really connect to me the way I think they do? And that's one of the challenges of Lashon Hara, that a person walks around and they really don't know what's going on behind their back, and it's very difficult when a person thinks that Lashon Hara has been said. That's one of the things we have to think about when we're careful about saying Lashon Hara, because it undermines a person's confidence in their status in society. Rav Hirsch, when he speaks about Lashon Hara in Chorev, so Rav Hirsch points out this point. But coming back to here, we have to learn to express emotion. That means to be able to say positive things to another person. How many people can tell their mother, I love you? Why is it so hard for men to say? I love you, have a good Shabbos. Yeah, but men have a hard time with that. Even writing it in an email. You could see people, like, you tell them to write it, and there's a block there. Why is there a block there? So we have to overcome that block. Because we're capable of sensing it and expressing it. And our wives need it. And we need it. Not only they need it. In order for us to lead healthier lives, we need to be able to discover that part of our personality and to express it. And to realize there's nothing wrong with me when I express it. There's everything right with me when I express it. So that's a challenge, but it's a doable challenge. And the sooner you start, the better you'll be at it by the time you get married, I hope. No, it's hard. It's hard. We grew up in a society where men are taught to stifle their expression of emotion. It's wrong. It's wrong. And the sooner we learn to express and connect to our inner emotion, and I'm talking about positive. It's not only about being sad when someone hurts their thumb. It's also about sharing in people's happiness, sharing in people's positive occasions in their life, being happy with people and expressing it. It shocks me when today you go to weddings and people are all focused about their own moves. Dancing in Judaism was a circle around the chatan. We're focused on making him happy. I once got a question by email. I never met this person. But the person sent me a question about their wedding. Not their wedding, their daughter's wedding. Their son-in-law and daughter wanted mixed dancing. And they wanted separate dancing. And their son-in-law and daughter were not, I don't know to what degree, they weren't observant, but it really didn't interest them to have separate dancing. And I don't remember in what context what their question was. I don't remember what they were asking. But the morning after the wedding, they sent me the following email. They wrote that they had reached a compromise with their kids, and they had the first dance separate. And then at some point they took down the mechitzos and they had mixed. So mixed dancing is asur. I'm saying it's halacha. You can't have mixed dancing. You're not allowed to partake of it. I'm not allowed to be there when it happens. Achashverosh tried to do mixed dancing. That's what he was doing at his things. When I'm at a wedding and there's mixed dancing, I leave. I don't even stay at the hall if I can. Sometimes it's out in the Golan. I have to wait for my ride. But we're not supposed to partake of things like that. But nonetheless, okay, these people had respected the parents and they had one dance separate. And then the parents write me, the kid came to them after the wedding and said, thank you for having a dance that was separate. So they asked the son-in-law, what do you mean? You're just saying that? And the son-in-law said, no, my favorite part of the wedding was the separate dancing. So they said, why? He said, when it's mixed, so every guy is dancing with every girl, and everyone's focused on themselves. So long as it was separate, everyone was focused on me. Then I felt the chatan. So long as the dancing was separate, I knew everyone was happy with me, I was happy with them. It was a totally different wedding at that point. When they took down the mechitzot, that's it. It became a dance party. It wasn't about me anymore. People weren't happy with me at my wedding anymore. My wedding became their dance party. So we, in Judaism, we teach ourselves how to be happy with other people, how to celebrate other people's happiness. A wedding is about dancing with the chatan. It's not about me showing off my moves. If my moves will make the chatan happy, so sometimes the chatan and kala sit down. So we dance in front of them to make them happy. But that's not the focus. The focus is we're dancing as a circle around the chatan. So our theme tonight is what David HaMelech said, that men have within them compassion that they have to uncover. They have the capacity for tremendous compassion. We have to learn to discover it within ourselves and learn to express it. And the two go hand in hand. As we express it, we discover it more. And it's cyclical. Laila Tov.